Hi, welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name's Darren McStay, and today we're going to talk about how you feel about your voice. This is a topic that I should have maybe broached a while ago, because I've made videos about mumbling, about having a deeper voice. I've made videos about helping you get over stutters and other sorts of lisp and things that people consider issues, or that they feel there's something that's wrong with their voice or with themselves. And what I want to talk about today is your perception of yourself and other people's perception of yourself. Because your voice is more than just the sounds you make with your mouth. Your voice is the story that you're telling, the way you live your life. The story is the clothes you wear. Your story, your voice, are the things, the thoughts you have, the people you hang around with, where you're from. Everything combines to create you who you are. And you're wonderful. You're amazing. Everyone is. We are very unique human beings. Never more than ever has the whole world felt a little bit vulnerable and united in the fact that life is short and can be even shorter if we don't look after ourselves. And this idea that you might think about yourself as someone who isn't good enough, or that might be judged, or feel that you don't have what it takes to be able to speak or to use your voice or to be yourself or feel happy in yourself, is ridiculous. It really is. So for anyone out there who has issue with their voice or has something they'd like to overcome, just know this: you can take steps to overcome whatever it is. You can better the way you sound for yourself, not just for other people, and you can also better the way you feel about other people and yourself. So those people that have commented on my previous video about stuttering and having been bullied, I would really like for you to take the time to acknowledge what story you're telling yourself. What goes through your mind every time you stutter? Do you feel panicked? Do you feel fear? Are you worried about what others are thinking of you? Are you worried that it's going to happen and somehow that induces it? The reason I ask this is because, from a psychological point of view, if your story, the story you tell yourself, is this one of fear, self-judgment, and worry about others, this only self-perpetuates and kind of makes the matter worse. So what, for those people, I'd like you to do is to first write down a long list of all the things that are fantastic about you, all the things that are great about you. Don't focus on the things that you would like to change, for example, the stutter, but I want you to take a good look at all the things that are unique and special about yourself. That's the first point. And I also want you to consider the person that you want to be, or the way you want to speak, or the way you want to sound, or who are you without this stutter? What is it you do differently that's going to affect the way you feel about yourself, your ability to communicate with others, and how you feel about what others think of you? Who is that person? Can you try and visualize that? This is very important. So write down all the positive things about yourself. Try and find a clear idea about who you want to be. And I want you to just say to yourself every day, the first thing you do when you wake up and the last thing you do before you go to bed, I want you to look at this list of things that are great about yourself. Look at the thing that you want to be. And take a little time to just close your eyes and visualize you being that person. Visualize yourself being that person who doesn't stutter or lisp or mumble. And consider everyone appreciating you and listening to you and you feeling stronger. This is just a visualization, but this is a starting point to you changing this inner story, this inner dialogue, what others think, because that's not important. What you think is more important. And over time, you'll start to believe these stories, these new ones that you create for yourself through visualizations. And if you need something more immediate or stronger, I strongly recommend going to see a hypnotherapist. The entire human race are so similar, it's uncanny. However, we do all have unique experiences which have shaped and formed the way we feel and think about the world. And somewhere along the line, you've created a way of telling yourself a story which is detrimental or negative to who you want to be or how you feel about yourself. And by going to a hypnotherapist, what they can do is help you just change your perception of that story and change the dialogue that's going on. And for many people, this reaffirms their inner confidence. And changing the dialogue that you have also changes your focus. And if your focus is more positive and outward and less inward and negative, many people's stutter seems to just dissolve in seconds. So I hugely recommend taking that course of action. For people who have mumbling or may lisp or have other issues that are more regarded as physical, daily, consistent practice. If you want to make changes that are physical, if you mumble, you need to take the time out of the day to relax the muscles of your jaw, to do your articulation exercises. If you're someone who has a lisp, you need to do more articulation exercises, maybe with your tongue and again with your jaw. But it's not just the area around your voice box and mouth that you need to work. Everyone really needs to spend time working on their entire instrument, their entire body, because it's a system that's set up. One thing affects the other. We are kinesthetic, so tension in our foot might actually affect the way we speak. It's strange, but we're connected, we're wired like that. So take that into consideration. If it's physical, you need to practice and practice and practice, doing different things, practicing different habits, doing things different than you've done before. If you stay the same or just stick on the one exercise, what are you going to get? You're only going to get as far as that one exercise can take you. Variety, dynamics, daily consistent practice is key for you. Coming back again to anyone that feels that the rest of the world is looking at them, pointing at them, making fun of them, it's how you cope with that that's more important. It doesn't matter what other people think of you or what they say, because you are wonderful, you are unique, and you have a story to tell and you have something to give. So take the time to be kind to yourself and find those good things about yourself. Over the next few weeks, I'll bring some more information for those people who stutter. I will also bring more information for those who mumble. I'll also bring more information for those with a lisp. So 3 more videos coming up very soon. But for now, I just wanted to say, guys, it's okay. You're going to be fine. Stick with it. Baby steps, one thing at a time. Many of you are still quite young and you're still finding your way. Don't worry about it. It's going to get better. I promise you. Thank you for watching, guys. I know there's no exercises in here, but if this is just in giving you some encouragement or enlightenment or inspiration to move forward and actually take some positive steps towards a brighter future, I hope that has helped. I'm Darren McStay, and this is Improve Your Voice. Until the next time, look after your voice.